It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jefferson County could get more than 1,000 acres of mountainous open space through a new land swap announced Wednesday. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Jefferson County has had its eyes on the Goltra Ranch for decades. The sprawling property west of Golden is almost surrounded by county parks and open space. Now, Jeffco's hoping to acquire about 1,200 acres of the Goltra family land. Here's Matt Robbins of Jefferson County Open Space.
This is one of those areas in the county that has not yet been developed, and it's a very unique place and a very unique opportunity.
The complex deal would be financed by building material company Martin Marietta, which in return would be allowed to expand its quarry onto 48 acres of county land north of I-70. As part of the exchange, the county would also get land around the old Heritage Square amusement park site. The proposal still has to go before county commissioners. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs Police Department should expand the use of its crisis response teams. That's the first recommendation from a new commission on police accountability and transparency. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Crisis response teams are made up of police, fire, and mental health professionals. They often respond when behavioral and mental health crises arise. The Law Enforcement Transparency and Accountability Commission, or LETAC, says there are currently four such teams in Colorado Springs. The group is recommending an expansion, though it says it is not proposing an increase in spending or reallocation of budgets for participating agencies. LETAC says that would be up to each agency and elected officials. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Insulin prices in Colorado will be capped at $100 for a 30-day supply starting next year. Governor Polis signed that rule into law this week. People with an insulin prescription saw prices more than double between 2011 and 2018. Individuals need a valid prescription and must be Colorado residents to qualify for the affordability program. Online air quality warnings are now available in Spanish. The state has already had to issue several health advisories for western Colorado because of wildfire smoke. By translating air quality alerts, the state health department says more people will be able to make informed decisions about their health. Air pollution updates in English and Spanish are at the state's website, colorado.gov. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.